Good morning. This is the drive-thru. Who am I speaking with this morning?
This is Sandra Marlowe. Hello, Eric.
Well, what's going on, Sandra Marlowe? How are you?
You really want me to answer that question, what's going on in this crazy year?
Well, of course.
Aww.
You.
Well, in spite of all that has gone on or is currently going on, I am releasing a new album, and I'm just delighted to be talking with you and give it a little plug. It's a release that we worked on, well, we planned it a couple of years ago, and it's called The Heart Always Remembers, and includes some original music, some interesting covers, a couple of what are considered jazz standards, but we're giving it some fresh paint, so that's a good thing. I'm very proud the originals are on it. But the interesting thing was we, of course, didn't know that 2020 was going to be the year that it is. So most of it was recorded before we were all quarantined, but we had to do all the mixing and mastering all in our little remote places and sending files back and forth. And it was an interesting process, but we are releasing. Sorry, I've got dogs. Hold on.
All right.
Actually, I'm in the Bay Area. As you know, I don't live here anymore. But when I come, I stay with a friend of mine who has a ranch in San Martin. So that's why you're hearing the ranch dogs. So anyway, so the new release is happening. We decided to move forward and go ahead and release it even during the strangest of times, really, for the arts and music and for anybody who's trying to sustain through this kind of, you know, time of challenge.
But I tell you, it's a perfect time for new and fresh music, and I'm liking what I hear.
Thank you.
Off the fascinating rhythm, the heavens, the practical arrangements in your arms, and another one, too much heaven. I'm loving it. I'm liking what's going on.
Yeah, we, you know, this album was kind of, for me, the idea was to get back to kind of the roots for me of why I sing and finding the bliss in doing material that had personal meaning for me, which included, of course, some originals, not only of my own, but of my pianist arranger, Larry Dunlap. We have a couple tunes from him and a tune from a very good friend, actually the woman here on the ranch where I stay when I come into the Bay Area. She's a singer-songwriter with her own band called Graceland. And so she actually had some tunes that I gave a listen to, and I thought, oh, you know, some really nice work. So I put one of her songs on the album. And so the goal was kind of to get back to, you know, as I think most musicians may feel when you've been in the business a while, which I have, your soul kind of gets dragged around and you can get out of touch with why we do what we do. And the joy of being on stage and delivering tunes and getting into the actual moment of that, because there's a lot of business end of music that is not always the most pleasant. So the album for me was getting back to those roots of what makes me feel in that moment, the music. And most of the songs on there have really personal connection for me.
You're definitely a balladeer, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, all singers love to emote. You know, we can only put so many out to the audience in a set, but when we record, it's kind of a different beast, you know. So, yeah, definitely, that's probably in my wheel, works pretty well, ballad.
Very nice. So we're speaking with Sandra Marlowe here. I met Sandra. We met at San Jose Jazz Festival one year at the Ganza Hotel, just chilling in the lounge. I think we were both listening to Cat Parr or something like that.
We were, yes. A wonderful artist from the Bay Area whom I happen to be acquainted with. Yes, and I think you guys needed a place to sit.
Exactly.
And I had a couple extra chairs at the table.
Yes, and you offered it up to my wife and I, and we've been connected ever since. Tell us where we can find this new release of yours.
Well, you know, it just released September 25th, and I'm seeing it everywhere. We're getting really good programming from a lot of the jazz stations as well, and local and coverage. So it's available. You know, I could give you a long list. I mean, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify. Oh my gosh, it's on all the major digital and streaming download sites. So it's, if you run a search for Sandra Marlowe, The Heart Always Remembers, it's going to come up everywhere. Well,
beautiful.
Almost. Beautiful. Almost.
And that Sandra spelled just like it sounds, S-A-N-D-R-A, Marlowe, M-A-R-L-O-W-E. The Heart Always Remembers. That's awesome. So that tells us where you can find this beautiful CD. I'm loving it.
Thank you so much. I was very honored to work with really good, actually Bay Area people. I came back, even though I now live out of state, came back in to do the recording. Like I said, my piano stranger, Larry Dunlap, is well known in the Bay Area, as are the other two gentlemen. They are first call jazz musicians, gentleman Dan Robbins, who's the bass player, and Jason Lewis, who is percussionist, and they are definitely well-known names here in this local area, but also beyond. And I've worked with Jason before on my first release, and Larry. Dan I've known for years, but we never had a chance to be in the studio together, so this was really cool. And they both teach, I think, at San Jose State, both he and Jason.
Very nice. Question.
Yes.
You've got something going on this weekend. You want to tell us about it?
Yes, indeed. Well, you know how difficult it is these days to obviously work out doing any kind of live performance. We are seeing a lot of live stream, which is great. We live in a time of technology where we can, you know, have this opportunity to share, well, literally globally through technology. But we are actually doing a live performance. And this is kind of due to my friend and collaborator, who is also on the CD. She's featured in the title track with me, a song I wrote, which The Heart Always Remembers. She works out here in San Martin on a ranch. And we had a show scheduled for Kumbwa in Santa Cruz. And, of course, most of the venues now have had to really rein it in and not offer live performance. So she said, you know, she's right next to the ranch. Our neighbor here, Morgan Thorson, has an arena. And they do a lot of horse and canine and cattle events there. But she said there's a really great parking lot, hard-packed parking lot, and there's, she says, you know, we could bring in a flatbed and put some lights. She says, I have a great sound system. We can have people do what's called a drive-in concert. And so that's what we're doing Saturday, October 3rd at Thorson's Arena. It's actually comes up on Google as Morgan Hill. And it's kind of out in the foothills here of the ranch area, and we'll have a gate, and there'll be a gentleman there. Get your ticket and come in, and you can park your car. We're asking people if they want. They can certainly stay in their cars and put their windows down, or they can bring their own chairs, their own, refreshments, and sit out socially distanced and listen to a really good show. We are going to be on the back of a flatbed that I think is used to haul hay.
It's so cool. Yeah,
it is cool. And we worked out the details. We're going to have a food truck there. There are restrooms. The only thing we do ask people is to wear a mask if they're going to be ordering some food or going to the restroom in contact with people a little closer. But there's plenty of space in that parking lot. So, and we're probably going to open the gate about 5:15 or 5:30 for people to come in and park and put out their chairs or whatever they want. We're just asking them to, you know, kind of stay in their groups. We will have a really nice show. Graceland Robbins Band is opening with a great set. It's kind of country blues, a little bit of a rock edge. And then I will be on stage with my jazz cats, and we're going to give them a lot of tunes from the CD.
Very nice. I want to go.
You should.
Elena and I want to come. All right, we'll discuss that offline.
All right. Discuss it offline. Oh, I think we're going to have a good turnout because we're getting some nice coverage and some nice plugs. And people are, I think more than ever now, are looking for opportunities to support the arts and still get the sense of a live performance. And it's outdoors. It's going to be a beautiful evening, according to my weather app. It's going to be just really a lovely day, and it'll probably run 6 to 8:30, 9 o'clock. So it's a nice evening, easily accessible. Just Google Map it, and it'll come up, Thorson's Arena, T-H-O-R-S-O-N.
Okay. Is there a website of yours that we can give out for people to get more
check
information?
Check us out. Yeah, SandraMarlowe.com.
Okay.
SandraMarlowe. I always say Marlowe with an E.
Definitely.
.com.
Beautiful. So we're speaking with Sandra Marlowe. We're talking about her new CD, The Heart Always Remembers, and that's available on many of the digital outlets, digital streaming outlets, iTunes, et cetera. Sandra Marlowe is also going to be performing this weekend at a drive-in concert on a ranch on the back of a flatbed. This sounds so cool. We can socially distance. You get to see people from a distance. You can wave at people and all that good stuff and hear good music.
Yes, absolutely.
Sandra, so I'm going to play some more of your music. I want to thank you. So is there anything else you want to share before we let you go? Because I know you've got many things to do to prepare for, et cetera.
You know, I just want to put a good word out there to people to hang in there. You know, this country and the planet has been through pretty rough times before. So try to be kind to one another and try to support one another. Put on your goodness hat. Remember the good times. Remember the things not that we have that are so different, but that we have in common as humans, you know, and find your happy places, you know, even in the hardest times, find even the smallest things that give you joy, that keep your heart light. And that's something that we're going to do on Saturday evening is we're going to give you a lot of light, a lot of love on stage.
Well, I'll share this because Sandra was there. Always say, be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, love yourself, love one another. Because
yep.
It's the right thing to do, and love trumps hate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it will.
Yep. Sandra, loving the new release, but you know what? I'm still going to play Black Coffee.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the best download of that album. That's had the most downloads and the most, I don't know. People often tell me that was their favorite off of that. Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you so much for having me and a nice chat. And thanks for giving us a plug. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime, you know, these airwaves are your airwaves.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you this week.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And love the new disc.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Take care now.